Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Jim, Mourinho taking no prisoners. Dr. Eva, I thought, was like his right-hand woman to some extent.
Yes, but I think that the footage that has emerged, Frank, shows that Mourinho's out of order here on this one. But unfortunately, with Jose Mourinho, it's his way or no way, and his power is absolute. He doesn't like to be disobeyed. And as we've seen before with Jose, the toys have come out of the pram, and this poor girl has been demoted.
And it doesn't look good for him, because partly because of the fact that she is a lady doctor, and he seems to have been, you know, pretty cross, for want of a better term. It's a big story because of her image as well. She's very famous, not just for being a doctor. She's famous because she's an incredibly good-looking woman.
Well, I mean, I don't really think that really should come into it, although that's probably why a lot of the tabloids have picked up on it for the imagery. But, I mean, let's boil this right down to what actually happened here. The referee is seen in the footage to signal the doctor to come onto the pitch to treat Eden Hazard. Had the Mourinho told her not to go, had the doctor not gone onto the pitch, she would have been in breach of all sorts of guidelines, both medical and football. Once the referee summons a medical attendant onto the pitch, they must go. And this is Mourinho being petulant again. And I really, really hope that this time he doesn't get away with it. I mean, he's got history here. I mean, I can recall, do you remember the time as well where he traduced the ambulance crews for the time that Peter Cech had his injury on the pitch, the head injury on the pitch, and he was proved to be wrong in that situation. But did he apologise? No, he didn't.
And you know, it's amazing that he is more or less accusing this very talented doctor of, and indeed possibly being responsible for the dropping of points. That is an incredible accusation to make against a member of your own team, someone who you totally depend on, because that doctor has provided such an excellent service for Chelsea over a number of years. And I've no doubt if there's a bust up and she decides that she's going to leave Chelsea, other clubs will be queuing up to employ someone with such medical talent.
Well, apart from the fact she's got a cast iron legal case there, I think, as well, if she's forced to leave her position or if she decides to take a case. But I mean, what the message that Mourinho's sending out here basically is that points are more important than the well-being of his players. It turned out not to be a serious injury, but who's to know that? When the referee signals a medical attendant to come on, all the laws on common decency say that the medical attendant must go on to treat the player. I just find the whole situation incredible.
Yeah, she's also criticising the physio, John Fearn, but Mourinho basically saying that the pair did not understand the game. And he says as well that if you're on the bench, whether you are a doctor, a kit man or a secretary, you've got to understand the game.
It's not about understanding the game, Frank, in this situation. It's about understanding humanity, and it's about understanding the role of the doctor and the role of the physio. At the end of the day, you know, their job is to look after the well-being of the players. And I think it goes beyond Mourinho's remit here. He might think he's the all-powerful manager and he dictates who does what, but when there's a medical matter, when there's a medical emergency, and goodness knows we've seen far too many of them on football pitches and rugby pitches and Gaelic pitches, we've seen them, you know, the number of incidents that have occurred over the last few years, you know, to prevent a doctor going on to treat a player, I think is appalling.
And the doctor, she's on Facebook thanking the public. She's getting serious support from the public. And part of that is down to the fact that she is a popular face. She is a popular figure in Premiership football. The public support that she's getting may lead to a situation where she's almost embarrassed to go back onto that bench at any time in the future. So Mourinho has cut himself a stick to beat himself with, because a public opinion will definitely be on the side, and it's understandable, on the side of the professional medical officer.
He won't care, Frank. Mourinho does what Mourinho wants. He has absolute power at Chelsea and he wields it, and I can't see him, you know, buckling down here. I mean, you know, it would be good PR for him if he was to come out and apologise and eat humble pie, but unfortunately, Jose does not do humble.
No, it's obviously not. The pictures in some of the papers of her looking at him as she comes back across the field on Saturday, if looks could kill, she could kill with the look that she is giving him. I can only see the back of his head, but he was furious. He was furious too. It's another big headline as they go towards their next game. She's not going to be on the bench for the City game. How do you think that'll go, Jim?
Chelsea v City.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to sit on the fence on this one, Frank, and say I think it'll end up in a draw. I mean, what you've got, I mean, the thing about Chelsea is, you know, okay, they won the title last year. Chelsea are not easy on the eye. They're hard to watch. They grind out wins, and if that, you know, okay, that's what Mourinho does. City have got a wee bit more flair about them. I still think it'll be a draw because Chelsea are the masters of shutting down games. They'll shut City down. I think it could be just a repeat of it. Last year was 1-1 in that game.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, there could just be a situation whereby Chelsea bide their time, come back and win the league. Is that the way it's going to work?
Well, they're the strongest team. They're mentally tough. They've been there. They know what it takes. And I'll take my hat off to him on this in this respect. He knows his tactics inside out. He knows how to win a game. He knows how to set up a stall. I think that's part of their big strength. His organisation is second to none. Unfortunately, there's a darker side to him. That we've all seen in the past. We've seen it at Barcelona as well with some of the things that went on. I think probably it's Chelsea's league this year to lose.
Just one last question on the football. Pedro, is he joining United? Are United buying every sort of old player that becomes available?
Well, again, you would like to think that Mr. Van Gaal is buying to a plan. What that plan is has yet to become clear to us, but it does look like he's signing Pedro from Barcelona, although I see this morning Pedro has come out and said that last night wasn't his last game for Barcelona. So how many final games is he going to have?
So, in fairness, United are building a very strong panel there. Good speaking to you, Jim. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
Jim Gracie from the Sunday Life and Belfast Telegraph.